via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know. It's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Hello once again, a very warm welcome to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, Episode 6. Sketches, songs and general silliness from my old BRMB and Heart FM comedy shows from earlier this century. Plus, new stuff as well over the next half hour or so. I'm Ian Danter, your host of TalkSport and Planet Rock fame on the wireless. And you might even have seen my name in the HMV racks in between the Charlie Daniels Band and Terence Trent D'Arby, I suppose, as I do have two solo albums out of songs what I have wrote and performed mostly myself. No Grammys yet, but I never won a Sony either, so there you go. Go to iandanter.co.uk and you can hear snippets of those two albums before your inevitable purchase of said quality items in the classic rock vein. Plus, you can email me via that site too, or there's Talk Dance on Twitter, that's at T-A-L-K. D-A-N-T-S on Twitter if you want to get in touch with me on anything. Rate, review and subscribe is what I should trot out at this point with regard to this podcast. And there's the archive of the previous five episodes for you to delve into as and when. Thanks again for all your support on this. It's ace. Coming up today, George Galloway hosts a football phone-in, Murray Walker stuck in traffic, Black Country Bob during a momentous week in the House of Commons, and the leader of the free world sings English punk rock legends. Plus more filth from Des at some point. But we'll kick off as usual with a parody song from our archive, which I played on and sang on at my home studio for the most part back in the day. Now, lots of us will have been tuned into the Together at Home concert on the BBC last Sunday as global stars performed songs from their living rooms. I personally thought Lady Gaga and Billie Eilish were quite brilliant. But one performance that drew a bit of flack I noticed on social media was Sir Elton John at the piano singing I'm Still Standing in his back garden. A lot of comparisons with Vic Reeves' pub singer were made about Sir Elton's vocal delivery. I wouldn't say in front of him if I were you. As we noted during 2005 on the Sunday Carve-Up show, just how much stick he gives out left, right and centre to pop stars of the day, film stars, even whole countries get it off Elton. With absolutely no filter whatsoever.
I bitched at Madonna cause she don't think live. I said the Taiwan was just a smelly dive. I just can't seem to shut my trap. I said the Les Club 7 Steps and Britney Spears were crap. Renee Zellweger thought that I was rude when I said she was too thin and she should eat some food. Apologizing, I just don't do. The only time that I said sorry was when I sang with Blue. So I'm still slagging better than I ever did. I just saw a big stick insect, or maybe it was Jody Kidd. I'm still slagging after all this time. I don't hold it in, I just get it off my mind. Still slagging, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, on that reality TV show, The Farm, Rebecca Lewis had to pleasure a pig, didn't she? Well, now she knows how Johnny Vegas' wife used to feel. Oh, and what about this? What about this? Natalie Cassidy from EastEnders has had her breasts done. Well, if she was going to have cosmetic surgery, you'd have thought she'd have gone for liposuction. Tony Blair, what a right. Oh, and who's that ugly fat bloke over there with that ridiculous wig on? Who is he?
You're looking in the mirror, Elton.
Ooh. I'm still slagging.
Time to head for the House of Commons to hear once again from the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Now, it's been a historic week in the House with the first ever lockdown parliamentary sessions taking place, not only with social distancing and MPs staying metres apart on the benches, but also other Right Honourable Members tabling their questions via video link from their homes. Was Bob involved, I hear you ask? Course he was. Front and centre.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Right, statement from the leader of the House, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome back to the House all the Right Honourable Members present and all the Right Honourable Members joining us online via the screens around the chamber.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker! Could you ask the Leader of the House to ask the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, to adjust the angle on the screen?
Why does the Right Honourable Member for Dudley want me to ask the Home Secretary to do that? I can see her face clearly.
Oh no! I've seen her face! Could you just ask her to tilt it down a bit so I can see how the rest on her's shaping up?
I'm quite sure the Home Secretary doesn't want Right Honourable Members assessing her physical appearance.
I ain't surprised! I seen her on the box the other day. Has really piled the pounds on since the lockdown, eh? Yeah. Has obviously been having loads of checkouts. I put it to the arse that the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has downloaded the Just 8 app and, judging from the size on her, is using it for checkouts every night of the week. Shame. What's up with our lot? Who's the one who calls herself Priti Patel? I mean, if I don't want people to look at her, why has her called herself Priti?
Oh, this is outrageous.
Maybe I should change her name to Chunky Patel. Any road. What I want to know is where's the Prime Minister and what's he doing?
Convalescing at Chequers, I believe.
Did you just say Chequers?
Yes.
So the Prime Minister sat on his arse playing board games while all this lot is going on? Disgraceful!
Chequers is the PM's country residence.
Oh, they know that! I mean, what are you lot laughing at?
Oh, dear. Order in the house. I will have order. Order.
Alright, my loves, Brucey here. You're listening to Ian Dancer's Barmy Old Podcast. Old Podcast, Barmy Dancer's Ian, you're listening to... Marvellous.
Still to come, the leader of the free world sings, well, kind of, Anna Desi's dedication on the way for you. But first, I always think I'm very lucky, being in the line of work I'm in as a commentator, to have grown up in the 70s and 80s listening to the most extraordinarily talented sports commentators in the UK. You think of David Coleman and Barry Davies on football, Harry Carpenter or Reg Guttridge on boxing, Bill McLaren for rugby, Richie Beno at the cricket, even minor sports, Dave Lanning on speedway. Even Nigel King doing the banger racing. I loved it all. It really drew me in as a lad. But arguably, the best known and loved man of that generation was, of course, Murray Walker on motorsport, especially F1. Although I did love watching the rallycross they used to show from Lyddon Hill on Grandstand. Murray was essential listening at every live Grand Prix, getting far too excited, stumbling over his words and interrupting his co-commentator, whether it was James Hunt or Martin Brundle, who took over in later years. Now, Murray finally hung up his headphones and retired in 2001 from F1, and we had him on Barmy Brummy sketches regularly from that point on, as he was so much fun to write for. Here he is, alongside the long-suffering Martin Brundle, not long after retirement, stuck in the usual drive-time M6 gridlock we'd have on our travel reports.
80, 90 minutes we have been stuck in this traffic jam.
Whoever's decision it was to put roadworks on this section of motorway
must have been off his head. What do you think, Martin?
Just calm down, Murray, and have a drink of pop or something.
Unless my ears deceive me, I could see Fizzy Killer. Gianluca Fizzy Killer.
No, Murray, it's Fizzy Cola. Corona Fizzy Cola.
Excuse me while I interrupt myself, Martin, but isn't that Dwight York over there?
It is. It is. It is. And he seems to be making love to someone. Oh, unbelievable.
Dwight York is
having it off with someone on the back seat of his car. Martin, look. He's in a Jordan.
Oh, settle down, Murray. Look, the traffic's starting to move a bit. Go on, overtake this Clark's lorry here.
It certainly is a massive lorry we've just passed there, Martin.
What do Clark's make?
They manufacture footwear, I think, Murray.
Oh! Shoemakers, Martin! Shoemakers! We've overtaken shoemakers!
And we're now approaching a service station.
It's called Watford something or other.
Oh, I still can't quite make out the second word.
Watford?
Oh, no, please, no.
It's Watford something!
I'll be able to read it soon.
I'm getting closer!
Oh, God, not again, please.
I can hardly contain myself! I just see the other word, Martin! What? Can you see the other word?
Yes.
It's Watford Gap!
Oh, God.
Oh, Martin!
What?
Look at the gap!
Oh,
look at the
shut
gap!
Up.
Look
Murray,
at the
shut
gap,
up.
Martin!
Murray, shut up!
Yes, hello, John Motson here on the Buy Me Old podcast. You know, just before the lockdown, we got a kitten, but for some reason, he won't meow. Now, the vet said to us that if we all made meowing sounds every time the kitten came into the room, eventually he would follow suit. Well, thank God he knows how to use the litter tray.
Another band we saw perform on the Together at Home concert last weekend, like Elton John, who we mentioned earlier, were Rolling Stones, doing Can't Always Get What You Want, with Charlie Watts looking suspiciously like he was miming his percussion parts, wasn't he? And then there's Keith Richards, still there, strumming away and being all rock and roll at the grand old age of 76. God, he's had some close calls over the years, though, hasn't he? And one such incident occurred in Fiji in 2006 when, whilst on a short break with his bandmate, Ronnie Wood, he was up a tree after a swim, lost his balance and dropped about 10 foot to the ground. Mick Jagger couldn't wait to sing about it.
Yeah, we have told Keith time after time. You're an old man now, you are not in your prime.
Gotta leave us alone, Mick.
They won't go on the wagon and he won't live healthily.
Why should I?
And you'll never guess what he did while on holiday. While on holiday, Keith got drunk and fell out of an old palm tree. He'd been drinking beers, bourbon and whiskey. And because Keith fell out of that stupid old palm tree, he caused a big fuss and we had to bus into the A&E. Cause Keith banged his head when he fell out of that old palm tree. I mean, I remember saying to him at the time, if you don't want the press to find out about it, it's best to take Keith to the hospital, right?
Undercover!
All out of sight! Undercover of the night!
Hello there, I'm Trevor Francis, former manager of Birmingham City Football Club, established 1875, League Cup winners 1963 and 2011. And, you know, you're listening to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, a show that, you know, I listen to on many occasions.
Now, I've had a couple of folk email me through my website asking if I had a copy anywhere of a Talk Sports sketch I did back in 2007 for the wonderful Hawksby and Jacobs show, which is a weekday afternoon show between 1 and 4. Now, Paul and Andy used to set me a weekly impression challenge, and I'd been asked that week to do an impression of the then Wolves boss, Mick McCarthy, by one of H&J's listeners. Now, that week, Mick's Wolves side had just lost to their bitter rivals West Bromwich Albion in the semi-finals of the playoffs for a place in next season's Premier League. Also, at the time, George Galloway was making waves as a weekend evening presenter on TalkSport with his mother of all talk shows. So I simply imagined George, for this sketch, taking over the football phone-in straight after the full-time whistle when West Brom knocked Wolves out. So here's what occurred when George went to the lines.
0871722344. That is the number that gets you to the mother of all football phone-ins with me, George Galloway. And I'm giving priority tonight to suicidal managers. And with that, we go straight to Mick in Wolverhampton. Mick, welcome.
Cheers, George. And let me tell you, I wish I'd dealt with Roy Keane the way you dealt with the US Senate.
That's very kind of you. Go ahead, mate.
Well, you know, naturally it's disappointing to go out to the Tesco's tonight, as we call them, you know, sackcloth and ashes, but wasn't going to get carried away with a win, not getting suicidal with a defeat. I suppose we did well getting into the playoff zone in the first place.
Well, that is where I'm afraid you and I fundamentally disagree, Mick. You entered that zone, that playoff zone, poorly equipped, no exit strategy, and promising success to your increasingly delusional followers. And so, I put it to you, Mick, that you based your entire playoff challenge on a pack of lies.
Steady on, George. We just lost a football match, mate, that's all.
Well, then you go. You go and walk the streets of Wolverhampton tonight. See the pain etched on the faces of those who believed, the despair of a people who thought regime change would bring peace to your region.
No. Jeremy Peace is the Albion chairman. Why don't you talk properly?
No, you've had your say. And to say that I find your tone repugnant is putting it mildly. In terms of Wolverhampton, you and Glenn Hoddle are merely two cheeks of the same arse. And those who carry out your pathetic instructions on the battlefield should hang their heads in shame for what they have done to your people.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear, you are a wazzick. Never thought I'd hear myself say this, but could I be interviewed by Piers Morgan instead, please?
Time we heard from Des's dedications then, one of our regular benchmark items during our BRMB and Heart career. Now, we used to broadcast two of these dedications every show in those times, but you're just getting one per episode on this podcast here, which frankly is more than enough entendre for you to be dealing with, really. I don't think that there was a job or pastime that Desmond never took on in his own inimitable way.
Des's dedications.
Hi, girls. Des here on the Barmy Brummies Drive Time show here on
BRMB.
And it's time once again for Des's dedications. Don't forget, 25-00-964. That's always the number that gets you the smoothest dedication for your workplace. And today, it's a big
hi, girls,
to all the staff at Roasters Cafe in Tamworth, where, would you believe it, I used to work. One day, the boss took a young divorcee on to make the sandwiches. Apparently, she was only doing it for the money, and tell you what, she certainly looked desperate for it. I could hardly wait to see her spread, and as soon as she saw me, she came straight over and grabbed hold of my cobs.
First I'll butter them up, then you can put your meat in,
she murmured. So I produced my sausage, shoved it between her big beps and pushed them together. Well, what can I say? After we'd done a couple of rolls, she bent forward, rested her beps on the counter, got her buns out, gently eased them apart and said,
now, give me a good filling.
Fantastic.
So, Penny, Jackie, Carol, Paula, Dina, Sue, Fab, Val, Mandy, Maureen, Jane, and Angie.
If you're all listening.
That girl's name was Tracy, and I'll never forget what she used to shout when you asked her what she wanted on her sandwich.
I want pork in,
she'd cry.
Cheerio.
Dial Des now. Birmingham 25-00-964. It's Des's dedications only on BRMB Birmingham.
It's the Barmy Old Podcast. Got a Mr. Men story coming up for you. Phone's ringing. Do excuse me just for a moment. Hello, Ian Dancer speaking.
Yeah, hello, Ian. It's Jürgen here.
Oh, hello, Cloppy.
Listen, last night after playing for 3 hours, you know, I was on the verge of beating my wife at chess, you know. She was in check and down to just her king, and I still had my queen, a knight, a rook, 2 bishops and a pawn, and just then the doorbell went. Takeout had arrived. Okay, I said to her, we'll pause the game and carry on where we left off after we finish the food. And no, she says, no, this game is now null and void. We forget it ever happened and start a brand new game when we finished our meal. And then, you know, she tells me she's just been appointed as the Premier League's new policy advisor. Please tell me it isn't true. Please tell me it isn't. No, it can't be true. It can't be true, can it?
Yeah, let's just leave him there, shall we? Some more lovely comments online about our famed previously unreleased Mr. Men stories. Betsy, for example, says, love the Mr. Men parodies. That should have its own podcast too. Arthur Lowe would think it was himself if he heard it. Oh, that's lovely, Betsy. Thank you. But what are you talking about? That is Arthur Lowe, of course. Genuine unreleased stories, these, Betsy, you know. Like this one.
Mr. Teacher woke up with a start, but it wasn't early morning, and he wasn't in his bed. So, can you guess where he was? Yes, you're right. He was lying flat on his back in the middle of his own classroom just seconds after giving one of his pupils a detention. Mr. Teacher had already had a difficult morning, and can you guess why? Yes, you're right again. He'd spent most of it wandering around the school, not realising that someone had drawn a massive, detailed chalk penis on the back of his tweed jacket, and can you guess who did it? No, you're wrong. It wasn't the pupil that got the detention. It was his headmaster in the staff room. He was that despised. Now, Mr. Teacher got back to his feet off the floor, feeling a bit groggy, and went back to his desk. And can you guess what was waiting for him when he sat down? Yes, you're right. Someone had left some upturned drawing pins on his chair. Minutes later, the lunch bell went and his class got up to leave. Stepson, wait behind. I want to speak to you privately, barked Mr. Teacher as the class filed out. Where's that English essay, Stepson? Asked Mr. Teacher, once he and the pupil were on their own. It was meant to be handed in over a week ago. If it's not on my desk, by the end of the day, you'll be in serious trouble, he went on. Later that day, Mr. Teacher was trying to make his mind up. A plus or B minus, he kept saying to himself. A plus or B minus. And can you guess what he was doing? No, you're wrong. He wasn't marking Stepson's essay. He was trying frantically to remember what blood type he was, as the ambulance he'd just been put in after Stepson's right hook hit 90 miles an hour on the way to accident and emergency. Poor Mr. Teacher. Should have stayed at his old office job, the feeble old...
Finally, some new music for you to round this episode off. Just when you thought that world politics couldn't get any weirder, President Trump, in a Thursday White House press briefing, mentioned theories about injecting or ingesting disinfectant as a potential way of combating COVID-19. Now, this news, combined with Americans deciding against lockdown measures, right, that it was time to head for the coast in large numbers, made me think of the Stranglers for some reason.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Strolling along, no need to social distance. I'm a president and a half, you know. You ready? I've got them drinking Silit Bang. I've got them drinking Silit Bang. Crowding on the beaches, drinking all the bleaches. got the demeanor that there's some kitchen cleaner in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my orange skin, baby. Yeah, that feels real good. Full strength Dettol Ajax and Sif, just lap it up. Extra strong Domestos, just lap it up. Ready? Crowding on the beaches, drinking all the bleaches. Well, fake news says drinking bleach doesn't work. Well, you know what? They're saying we're gonna be stuck in all summer. Well, what a bummer. I can tell you that if it were up to me, we'd be in the streets, all hustle and bustle, knocking back Mr. Muscle. Okay, I know someone who thinks drinking bleach is a good idea. It's my good friend Barry Scott. Tell him, Barry, tell CNN what happens when we drink your lime and grime.
Bang! And your life is gone. Mr. President, if you drink solid bang, you'll die.
That's fake news.
Mr. President, if you swallow Domestos, you end up dead.
That's fake news, too.
Okay, Mr. President, why don't you try some?
Okay, that's it. Press conference over. I'm out of here.
There you have it. Ask him to back up his BS, and bang! And the president has gone.
So there you have it. Another Ian Dancer's Barmy Old podcast done and dusted. As always, I hope you've enjoyed it and it's made you laugh, maybe. I'm happy with an occasional chortle at this point. Please spread the word about the show if you're a fan and rate, review, subscribe where applicable online. Any contact you want to make with me, you can go to the website, which is iandancer.co.uk. Or this Twitter, don't forget, that's at TalkDance, TalkDance. Please take care, look after yourself, stay safe, and I'll see you back here for the next episode of Ian Dancer's Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say, cheerio.